For more than 3 years, police have been searching for the man who killed a Virginia Tech student who'd come to Charlottesville for a rock concert and disappeared. Monday, Morgan Harrington's mother opened her email to find a TV news story from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A local bounty hunter had been circulating a sketch of the man believed to have killed Morgan Harrington.
He has connected the dots and sees a pattern between Morgan's homicide and several other abductions or murders of young women. And I'm hoping that this indeed is the break that we've been waiting for 3 years and 5 months.
The bounty hunter, who was not identified in the story, reportedly believes the suspect may be responsible for the disappearance of at least 4 young women from Virginia, North Carolina, and Palmyra, Pennsylvania, where 21-year-old Courtney Stouffer, shown in the TV story, disappeared last summer.
They are all slight, blonde, pretty, white girls. When I opened the link on it this morning, I actually thought that it was Morgan's picture on there. And I thought, you know, what is Morgan's picture here?
But Jill Harrington admits there may be no connection, and Virginia State Police say evidence only links Morgan's case to that of a Northern Virginia woman who was not a blonde.
Forensically, Morgan's case is linked to a very different victim who is a young woman, actually of Pakistani descent, in Fairfax, Virginia in 2005.
Still, Jill Harrington is hopeful that the killer will be caught and convicted.
If we arrest him today, she's going to be as dead tomorrow as she was today. But I don't want him killing anybody else. It really is for me about saving the next girl.
In the meantime, she and her husband struggle to go on with their lives.
Dan just got back yesterday from a trip, and you know, he saw a bunch of kids on the plane, and you know, one of them looked kind of like Morgan to him, and it takes you right down the rabbit hole of from the place where you kind of had a sense of acceptance to why my girl, why me, why is this our reality? And it is.
And she says her family will continue to play a role in the search for Morgan's killer, despite resistance from Virginia State Police.
You know, 40 years ago, daddies were smoking cigars and wringing their hands when their babies were being born. And today, they're in operating rooms cutting umbilical cords. They are not obstetricians. But they have a role in the process. And that's the direction of many things. We are not investigators. But do we have a role? You betcha.
There is now a $150,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Harrington's killer, and a $40,000 reward for help in finding Courtney Stouffer. I'm Sandy Houseman.